Here we have a graphic of what I was alluding to before. Now, you may remember from the first lesson that when a GPS receiver locks on to a signal from a satellite, it can acquire the fractional initial phase in, let's say here, a carrier phase measurement, the fractional initial phase by comparing what's coming in from the satellite with the replica frequency that it has on board in its circuits. That comparison can take place pretty quickly, and it doesn't need to change. The fractional initial phase can remain as discovered at the initial lock-on with that satellite through the observation of that satellite. Much as the GPS initial phase work is done like the EDM. You may remember that in the EDM, since it was a two-way measurement, the device, the EDM, could send out frequencies of different lengths to resolve the cycle ambiguity. GPS doesn't have that advantage. It's a one-way system with two set wavelengths. Now, as the satellite moves from the start, as indicated here, to later in its orbit, as it moves along the orbit, the GPS receiver has the capability to do an observed cycle count. In other words, it can count the number of full wavelengths since its lock-on and how much they have changed as the satellite moves from one place to another in its orbit. Now, the cycle count at lock-on, or the integer ambiguity indicated here, N, is the other aspect. This is the initially unknown aspect. Now, it can be estimated by the receiver using a pseudo-range observation. So it has an idea how many full cycles there are in that N. However, in order to solve for it, the double difference and the triple difference contribute to finally nailing down that N, or that cycle ambiguity. Now, perhaps you have heard the terminology in software, post-processing software and GPS, of a fixed solution as opposed to a float solution. A fixed solution means that the integers are fixed. The N has been solved. And that is a superior solution to a float solution.